on Friday, the day before George W. Bush is to be sworn in as the next president of the United States, here in the nation's capital, the Institute for Policy Studies sponsored an all-day series of forums entitled The Progressive Challenge, an Action Agenda for Electoral Reform. The forums held in the Hart Senate Office Building brought together progressive politicians, individuals, and leaders of progressive organizations here in D.C., as well as from around the country. Among the many speakers addressing the progressive challenge in the nation's capital on Friday were actor Danny Glover, Representative Cynthia McKinney, Ron Daniels with the Center for Constitutional Rights, and Medea Benjamin of Global Exchange. During the morning session, Senator Paul Wellstone addressed the crowd during a forum entitled The Legacy of Dr. King, a Progressive Vision.
I see a Republican administration control of the Congress still, though. It's 50-50 in the Senate with a deciding vote. I see what the Supreme Court did in its decision. And by the way, when I heard Dennis talk about this at our celebration of Dr. King, I was speaking and I was going off of his book, Where Do We Go From Here? And I had a cadence about we have a long way to go. And in that cadence, I said something like we have a long way to go when people of color on their way to vote are pulled along the side of the road by the police because they're people of color. I could not believe the response in that room. Everybody got it. There is a lot of indignation about what happened in Florida. And you have an administration that's coming in. I don't know their full agenda, but this much I know. I do know damage to the truth. 1.3 counting interest rate, 1.5 trillion in tax cuts, which, by the way, not at all targeted to low, moderate income, working income families, and erodes the revenue base and would mean that there would be no investment in affordable child care or education or health care. That's real clear. Direct assault on environmental protections and workplace health and safety protections, it's crystal clear. Crystal clear. No question about it. Privatize Social Security. Massive expenditure, ultimately hundreds of billions of dollars on unworkable Star Wars, which puts arms control agreements in jeopardy, no question about it, no question about it whatsoever, and attack direct and indirect on Roe v. Wade. That's enough of agenda to build indignation and to do the organizing that we have to do around the country. You can't walk away from this. You know, you can't walk away from this as a senator. But forget me, I don't... But forgetting me, my point is, my point is, I thought I'm going to get to work with you. What I want to govern from the center, I want to govern at the center of people's lives. And the center of people's lives is a good education, good health care, living wage jobs, economic justice, support for community, civil rights and human rights.
We talked with Representative Bernie Sanders of Vermont. And we're with Congressman Bernie Sanders of Vermont. Congressman Sanders, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure.
Can you let our listeners know about what you think we're facing? Here we are the day before the inauguration of George W. Bush. You were speaking very strongly about what needs to be done.
Well, I think obviously the very bad news and the dangerous news, the Republicans control the presidency, the House, and the Senate. Their agenda, despite their rhetoric, is an extremely right-wing agenda. I don't know of very many people who believe that our major priority in this country should be to give hundreds of billions of dollars to the wealthiest 1 or 2% of the population, or to build a missile defense system which costs $300 or $400 billion. So that's the bad news. But the good news is that the agenda that Bush and his friends are bringing forward is so absurd that I think we have the opportunity to organize, to bring working people, young people, senior citizens together to say that we've got to focus our government on the needs of the middle class and working families rather than just the very wealthy. I mean, the absurdity of Bush's agenda is so clear that I think it does give us that opportunity, and that perhaps is the silver lining in all of this.
Representative Eleanor Holmes Norton represents the District of Columbia, where 600,000 voters are disenfranchised by existing law.
I appreciate this forum by progressives the day before the inauguration of a non-compassionate, non-progressive president. Your timing could not be better, because it shows that without missing a beat, we are pressing forward. And that's what progressives around the country need to know and need to hear. I apologize that I'm going to have to leave this forum after I speak, because I'm going to another forum. People are talking about a version of this, I hope, all over the country. They certainly are all over this city. I'm going to another forum at the Library of Congress, where I'm going to speak on what the coming of George Bush means to D.C., to gays, and to civil rights. Now, that sums it up. I mean, I've seen that happen to us before, when Reagan came in. I mean, he was throwing darts at so many places, I had to step back. Because I didn't like the way progressives looked. We were all on the defensive. All of the offense was coming from them. We were putting out fires here and there. I didn't feel like a change maker. So I'm here to announce this morning, I ain't going that way this time. But that's not what I'm going to talk about this morning. I'm going to talk about the great neglected issue of progressives. I'm going to talk about, and some of you live in the District of Columbia, I'm going to talk about 600,000 taxpaying Americans who've been left out here dangling by themselves, unsurrounded by a national progressive coalition, even though you all know all you need to know about it, because I fight a major battle during every appropriation, every year in the Congress of the United States, just to get through money that does not belong to the Congress, that is sent up here by the colonists who live right here in the District of Columbia, in the nation's capital. Even before this election was over, even voting nationally had emerged as a major issue. We recognized that we had gone to sleep on voting nationally, that there was a huge equal protection issue out there, as some folks went to vote on 19th century machines and other folks went to vote on computers. And if this election hadn't been this close, and if Al Gore hadn't asked for a recount, you still wouldn't know it. We now know that, and everybody's consciousness is raised about that. And you can't go anywhere in the United States where there are progressives that are not talking about that. But how many progressives are talking about the largest piece of unfinished voting business in the United States? And that is the absence of voting right here in the nation's capital, where all the laws to equalize voting for everybody else are made.
Barbara Lee represents California's Bay Area.
It is so important that people in our country understand that our time has really come, and that it is going to be a progressive agenda that is going to allow Democrats to take back the House in 2 years, and it's going to be the progressive agenda that's going to allow us to take back the White House in 4 years. So we've got to move out of here knowing that. We've got to really believe that so that we can move forward and organize and do the work that has to be done. Martin Luther King Jr. Taught us that really, and his quote, I believe, was true peace is not just the absence of tension, but it's the presence of justice.
Congresswoman Barbara Lee, who represents the Bay Area, thank you for being with us.
Good to be here.
Can you let our listeners know first, because they were very supportive of you and other Congressional Black Caucus members when you stood up and challenged the electoral votes, can you talk a little bit about what that was like for you?
Sure. Let me just say, First of all, we decided that this moment could not go unnoticed in terms of the historical documentation of the fact that there are many people in this country who did not agree with what happened in Florida, and we challenged that. We went to the floor of Congress and we said we objected to what happened in Florida, and we did not feel that the electoral votes were fair. We mentioned the fact that the Supreme Court actually selected the president. It wasn't the people of the United States. And so seven or eight of us in the Black Caucus decided that we were going to, by any means necessary, voice our objection to the process and to the fact that not every vote was counted.
Where do you think progressives go from here now that we're on the eve of George W. Bush being inaugurated as president?
Well, progressives have got to first be the resistant movement for some of the horrible things that I believe that we will see. But also we've got to put forth our vision, our agenda, a living wage for all, health care for our 44 million uninsured and millions that are underinsured. We've got to move forward on prescription drug coverage for our senior citizens, housing for the homeless. We've got to equalize our schools. We've got to make sure that the progressive agenda prevails. And now is the time, I think, for the progressive agenda to be the agenda that the country embraces in order, one, to take back this House in the year 2002 and the White House in 2004.
Reporting for KVMR-FM and the Western Slopes News Service, I'm Mike Thornton.